A question was asked in halakha. We know that if a person misses a tefillah, b'shogeg, person misses an amidah, not on purpose, by mistake or because of circumstances, he does have the ability to make it up in the next tefillah. For example, he prays arbi twice, or shachrit shtayim, and hashtayim, etc., like the Gemara in Berachot Daf Chav Vav says. There's a question that many people don't even think it's a question, and it sounds comical, but the question is asked, if a person missed, for example, Kiryat Shema of Arbit, he missed it, for example, Bishogeg, whatever happened, he fell asleep, is there a makeup for that? Meaning, Kiryat Shema Shel Shachrit Shtayim. If he's the following morning, he'll say the Kiryat Shema in Shachrit, and after the Amidah, he'll read it again a second time to make up for the Kiryat Shema of Arbit. So most people would say, oh, what kind of silly question is that? When did you ever have Tashlumin for Kiryat Shema? But so silly that Maran discusses it in Shulchan Aruch Siman Nunhet, in Halakha Zayin. Maran writes, Im lo kara Kiryat Shema bayom, yesh omrim sheyesh la Tashlumin ba'arbit. Vechen im lo kara Kiryat Shema arbit, yesh la Tashlumin bayom, veyesh holkim. So Maran brings down both opinions. The first opinion says, yes indeed, there is tashlumin for Kiryat Shema. That if you missed it at night, you say it twice the next day. And the same thing, if you missed it in the day, you say it twice the following night. However, he brings down Yesh Cholkin. That's interesting. The opinions that say there's tashlumin are some major rishonim. A rabbi called the Rokeya holds there's tashlumin. A rabbi called Orchot Chaim says there's tashlumin. The Ra'avaya says there's tashlumin. However, the Bet Yosef brings down a slew of Rishonim that all concur, which is the majority opinion, that there is no Tashlumin for Kiryat Shema. It's different than Tefillah. Amidah is mercy. You're asking for the compassion of God, the mercy of God. So if you missed it here, say it twice over there. Ask for mercy, ask for your needs. However, Kiryat Shema is based on time. Pasuk says, Umshok Mecha Upkumecha. The time that you're going to sleep and at the time that you're getting up. So there would be no room to make a tashlumin for a Kiryat Shema. And that is the halakha. The chida clearly rules like the second opinion that Maran brings down, the Yesh Cholkim, that if a person misses Kiryat Shema, it is considered me'uvat lo yuchal litkon. It's something that the Gemara calls bent or warped that can never become straight again. Which means once you missed it, there's no undoing it. It is not like tefillah that has a tashlumin.